53-7 before 8 o'clock. Our buddy is back, Patrick Sasser from NoTollsCT.org, checking in with us as he does on the toll battle. Hey, Patrick, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, good morning.
Good. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Fine. Good. Well, we had that poll out the other day, and 59% of folks don't want tolls. Is the message getting through, Patrick?
Absolutely. Every day we can see that the message is getting through because we look at our online petition, and we're closing in on 100,000 names that have signed our petition.
100,000?
I actually think that poll.
Whoa.
I actually think that poll would be much higher. I think if the residents of Connecticut had a much better understanding of this entire tolling proposal, there are still folks that I talk to every day who still think it's only tolls on the border, who only think the state is talking about maybe 4 or 5 tolls. So the moment you tell people that it's 50 to 80 tolls, people just, their eyes bug out. They just cannot believe it. So I really think that number is higher, but, you know, 59 is definitely a good number.
Do you get the sense, and I know you've been at the Capitol and you're talking to legislators here, do you agree with a statement that was made, I think, by Governor Lamont the other day where, you know, maybe this is not a done deal? Do you think some of these members, particularly I think of the state Senate, Patrick, which could be flipped on this, do you think some of them might be getting a little squishy on this now or not?
Oh, absolutely, because when you look at there's several issues. When you look at the toll issue, then you look at the school regionalization issue, the property tax that the state wants to put on all of us on our properties, all these different things that they're proposing, I think the residents of Connecticut have finally woken up to say, wait a minute, what is going on here? That then translates to the lawmaker. And the lawmakers have to look at their constituents and go, uh-oh, if they're angry and they're pissed off, how am I going to get reelected next year? And that's what people need to understand, is that their elections are next year, which means they start campaigning, next spring. So that's not that far away when you really think about it by the time this all gets processed and gets moving. So I think that's how we're going to defeat these tolls.
You know, Patrick, let me say this. You have done a tremendous job. And what has happened, and I can feel it, my partner has felt it too, is that we know that we are having a tremendous time with the folks that want the truth. And I've said this all along, and you've come along, and folks like you, and I believe that this is going to be something that we are going to get through. It's going to happen, and I think it's going to say to those who are going to run for elective office, hey, wait a minute, I want to win. I want to win.
I don't want to lose.
I don't want to lose.
Yeah,
and this is the opportunity for the folks in Connecticut to finally stand up and have a voice on these issues. You know, if we all just sat quietly and no one got involved, this would just go through in a blink of an eye.
Oh, yeah.
And we'd all wake up in a couple years and all of a sudden we'd have, you know, 50 to 80 tolls on our highways. The voice of the people really does matter. And I'm convinced that, you know, this is a battle. This is going to be a fight. There's no doubt about it. But it's up to every single person to get involved. That's the only way we can beat this. You know, and I have to say thank you to people like you, Brad and Paul.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you guys give us a platform to be able to get the message out there, to educate the people in Connecticut. So, you know, I really appreciate you guys talking about it, allowing me to come on the radio and talk about it. This is what makes the difference.
Yeah, and you know, and Patrick, and thank you for coming on. We appreciate it. And once again, folks can go to notollsct.org, sign up for the petition there. And Patrick, you know, I've told people, and Brad has agreed with me, I said, you know what, get involved, like you say, and if you see your local member of the State House or State Senate, if they show up at, you know, let's say they're at the some of the cities and towns are having their St. Patrick's Day parades coming up this weekend. If they show up at your son or daughter's, you know, rubber chicken Little League dinner or softball dinner, and, you know, they'll all go, hey, how's everything? You know, shake their hand and say, hey, how do you stand on tolls? Great to see you. How are you going to vote on toll? Be respectful. Be nice with a smile and say, hey, great to see you again. How are you going to vote on tolls? Put them on the spot and see what they say.
And that's what's going to happen.
And that's what has to happen. And if you don't run into them, call them. Get online. It's very simple to find the numbers. We have it on our website, mentalhealth.org. You can do it on our Facebook page. And call their office. Ask to speak to them. You know, but demand that that they call you back. I mean, that's part of their job.
Yep.
Your representatives in Hartford
yep.
to speak to you. So, people have to get in front of their representatives and state senators and ask them some of those tough questions.
All right, Patrick Sasser. I was going to say, we're a little tight on time here. Brad, go ahead.
No, Patrick, I have a saying for all of us, okay? We're going to take the hill.
Well, keep up the good work, guys, and thank you for helping fight with this toll issue.
All right, thanks, Patrick. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, take care, guys. Talk soon.
Coming up after the news, Brad.